This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India is a vibrant land and a vibrant culture. Speaking after inaugurating the Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohanji Temple and ISKCON project at Kharghar in Navi Mumbai, Mr. Modi added that the consciousness of Indian culture is spirituality. The Prime Minister said, "The foundation of our spiritual culture is the spirit of service to humanity." He added that in line with this spirit, the central government has implemented social welfare schemes like Ayushman Bharat, Har Ghar Jal and Ujwala Yojana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized that India operates with a spirit of development, not expansionism. He remarked that India has always supported an open, secure, inclusive and prosperous Indo-Pacific region. The Prime Minister was addressing the gathering after dedicating three frontline naval combatants, INS Surat, INS Nilgiri and INS Wagjir, to the nation on their commissioning at the Naval Dockyard in Mumbai, remarking that today was a big day for India's maritime heritage, the glorious history of the Navy and the Atmanirbhar Bharat Abhiyan. The Prime Minister said that Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj gave a new strength and vision to the Navy in India. He emphasized that it was also a matter of pride that all the three frontline platforms were made in India and congratulated all the stakeholders. The Prime Minister congratulated the armed forces for propelling the Make in India campaign. He highlighted that India's defense production has surpassed 1.25 lakh crore rupees and the country is exporting defense equipment to over 100 nations. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh said this year is the year of reforms and for the defense sector, and by the end of the year the defense sector will implement many reforms. On the occasion of Army Day, President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan extended their best wishes to the country's courageous soldiers, respected veterans and their families. President Draupadi Murmu lauded Indian Army's humanitarian work during crisis and disasters. In a message, President Murmu highlighted the Army's pivotal role in ensuring national security. Prime Minister Modi said that the government is committed to the welfare of the armed forces and their families through various reforms and a focus on modernization. Meta India has apologized for its CEO Mark Zuckerberg's statement that the incumbent government in India lost elections in 2024 due to its handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. Amid the massive row over remark, India's representative of the social media giant apologized today, calling it an inadvertent error. South Korea's impeached president Yoon Suk-yeol was arrested today by law enforcement officials. Yoon was impeached and charged with insurrection over his short-lived effort to impose martial law last month. It is the first time in the South Korean history that a sitting president has been detained. Delhi police has registered 180 cases for violating the model code of conduct since the Delhi assembly elections were announced. Nearly 123 unlicensed arms and 92 cartridges have been seized. The police said drugs weighing over 59 kilograms worth more than 12 crore rupees and cash amounting to over 1 crore were seized during this period. It added that over 7,454 persons were arrested under provisions of Preventive Action and the Excise Act. It is also ensuring effective and strict implementation of the Election Commission's guidelines and is adopting a zero-tolerance approach towards any violation of the Model Code of Conduct. On 7th of January, the poll body announced that polling in Delhi would take place on the 5th of February and counting would be done on the 8th of the next month. The grand and divine Mahakumbh is capturing global attention. As part of this, a 21-member delegation from 10 countries will take a holy dip at the Sangam tomorrow. In women's cricket, India today registered its largest ever win by 304 runs, defeating Ireland in the third ODI of the three-match series in Rajkot, Gujarat. And that is the end of this news bulletin.